Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. How are you doing today? Welcome to a gorgeous full moon in Taurus. It is October 24th, 2018, and here we are voyaging together on this crazy, intense energy of an exciting full moon that I hope is illuminating something really important for you. We're going to look at the energies of right now as well as over the next 7 days as we close out the month of October. Thank you for joining me. This is Molly McCord, and every week I offer you two astrology shows, one on Mondays and one on Wednesdays, where we talk about the energies of right now, how they may be showing up. I always receive intuitive messages from my spiritual team, my guides, and I hope that those also support you and what you may be experiencing right now. We are ending October with four planets in Scorpio. So this really adds depth to the energies right now. You could be feeling fierce. Scorpio is a fierce energy. It's take no prisoners. It's get it done. It's fueled by this emotional drive, a passion, a surge. And you would be feeling this energy in your natal chart wherever these planets in Scorpio are showing up for you. Now, the sun just entered Scorpio earlier on October 23rd. And so the sun is just beginning its journey through this eighth sign of the zodiac. And as it just entered the sign of Scorpio, it then gets this electrifying full moon from the moon in Taurus conjunct Uranus. So it's a very dynamic energy. We can see it here in the United States with that giant Powerball lotto ticket where the $1.6 billion, well, someone's going to have a life-changing full moon today. It's that kind of energy. It's fast. It's quick. It's lightning. It's something coming through, and you get the sense of a change happening. And something that's meant to also ground you, stabilize you, support you. And I feel it energetically as this Uranus energy is about the downloads we receive from other realms, other energy fields. It comes in here to our dense world, dense because we live in the physical world and everything has density, and it invigorates us in some manner. It brings in something new and fresh that we didn't see before. The sun is also conjunct Venus retrograde in Scorpio, so that also highlights where we find value, what has meaning to us, what really sustains us. And that could be what's under review with this Venus retrograde in Scorpio. Venus is the ruler of the full moon in Taurus because Taurus is ruled by Venus. So we go find Venus in the chart to see what other information is coming up. And with Venus retrograde in Scorpio, you could be going through the purging, the opening. You could be really getting clearer on what works for you and what does not work for you anymore. Scorpio is the energy of things changing, of no going back, of there being a death and then rebirth, of something being finished first so that you can make way for what is essential, what is new, what is needed next. So it's a very interesting energy. One of the ways that this is all being supported is through Saturn in Capricorn. He is at 4 degrees of Capy, and that's helping to provide more of that stability. And what do you want for the long haul? Where are you going? What's really making sense here for the long term? That's what Saturn in Capricorn provides is, okay, think this through. What do you need to sustain you? What is the ultimate goal or direction? What are you planning for in the years to come? That's also part of this energy because It helps to give you perspective that not everything is in the right now. Right now, it's what's the path ahead. And Capricorn plans for the long term. It plans for years ahead, but it does so in that very practical way where you get a sense of, what do I want to commit to and put my time towards? What matters to me in where I'm going? The other part of Capricorn energy is that we also have to make decisions, and that could mean you say no to some things. You could say, no, I really don't want that anymore. No, I don't want that on my calendar. Or no, I don't want to commit to that right now. So we have some choices to be made at this full moon. Every full moon is an illumination energy. It's where the energy actually reaches a peak. It's a peak point where the moon is at its brightest, right? It's shining in full bloom in the sky, and it really helps you to see what's underneath. So I hope that with this full moon, wherever 1 degree of Taurus is in your natal chart, you're understanding more about your truest needs as they relate to the Taurus themes of security, self-worth, stability, self-reliance, money, where you go to really feel grounded here. Taurus is a financial sign. Scorpio is a financial sign. But both of those energies of money, finances, abundance are all rooted in what you believe you are worthy of. So this is a full moon that's really meant to help illuminate your true place of self-worth and how you are also ready to upgrade that at this time. We can all like some upgrades, right? Upgrades are good. So I hope that that's what you're feeling, and keep an eye on what comes up for your conscious choices right now. Now, with the sun just entering Scorpio, the sun is actually going to be conjunct Venus for a few days here. And that's because Venus is moving backwards and the sun is moving forwards. They are going to be exactly conjunct on Friday the 26th and Saturday the 27th. It does depend on your time zone, but they'll be conjunct at either 2 or 3 degrees of Scorpio. So the energy of this full moon is going to carry into the weekend as the sun and Venus remain together. And I hope this gives you some new understandings around what you need to receive and what you need to purge. This is the energy of something that is no longer true for you being released. So Venus and the sun traveling together are typically very compatible. Venus is feminine and the sun is masculine, and they support and love one another. There can be really healthy dynamics there. But with Venus retrograde, she pulls in and she doesn't want to give as much, and she maybe is having a hard time receiving. With both of them in Scorpio, they could be very private and kind of want their own space. So there could be this sense of going inward right now of, that's how you care for yourself. That's how you take care of your needs. That's how you give back to yourself and make time to listen to what those needs are. Now, in Monday's show, I just gave you a visual to work with, which is all about going within and being able to listen to those soul whispers that are coming up. And you could find that you hear other voices, other guides, angels. You could hear other messages because the veil is really thin between worlds when we move through Scorpio. And we open up to even more messages and potential messengers. So understand how there are openings right now where perhaps you felt the doors were closed, they open up. You can even hear something really clearly, and that could give you the wisdom or the truth that you're looking for. So the sun and Venus traveling together in Scorpio allow us to really go deeper into, what do I need? What do I truly need? And this isn't an emotional way. Because Scorpio is a water sign. It's intuitive. It gets into the depths of what is going on, into the heart of something. It wants to know. Tell me, tell me, tell me. You know, Scorpio wants to know how you feel and what you're experiencing in your private world, and it wants to know your secrets. So there's a sense here of really honoring this part of you and what you need to do to keep taking care of yourself. Now, Venus is going to keep moving backwards through the beginning degrees of Scorpio, and then she goes back into Libra on November 1st. We also have Mercury in Scorpio right now. He's been in Scorpio since October 11th. And Mercury is going to move into Sagittarius November 1st. So we have a clear energy change November 1st. From now until then, we're in the Scorpio mystique. It is the mystical. It is the place where you are looking for what you can't see, but you're guided by the energy, the intuition, and the feelings that are giving you the insights and the messages. It's very psychic energy. It's very intuitive. And it's really about trusting your power. This is a time of looking at what your power has, I'm seeing it, what is it spiraled up to now, and you're ready to acknowledge or recognize something within yourself that you just didn't see before, but you are now feeling it, you're sensing it, and you're experiencing it. The theme of power is really strong with Scorpio, and of course we have these four planets in Scorpio, the Sun, Venus, Mercury, and Jupiter. Jupiter is now making its way to 27 degrees of Scorpio and will be finishing up that year-long journey through Scorpio November 8th. So I want to take you through the journey of Scorpio, because there are three archetypes or symbols that are associated with Scorpio, and we can break them up into the three different deacons of Scorpio. So every astrological sign is 30 degrees, and then we break those 30 degrees up into 10-degree sections, right? So 10 degrees are in each deacon. So the first deacon is between 0 and 9, then it's between 10 and 19, and then it's 20 to 29. And so in Scorpio, we have this really cool transformational process that we move through. Now, most people know how Scorpio is associated with the scorpion, right? The animal that will, you know, pinch you and attack you. A scorpion is on the ground. It can't see very high or very far. It's literally a ground level consciousness, a very limited perspective and consciousness. The scorpion is very reactionary. It will attack. It will sting you, pinch you, go after you, right? It's typically what people associate first with the Scorpio energy, is that sense of someone who will go for your neck, who will take you down, who will, you know, try to eliminate you. All of that, that fight, that drive is all about the life or death energy, and that is associated with Scorpio. So the scorpion is one of the archetypes of this astrological sign, but it's usually the lower consciousness of it. And so what happens is at some point you see that something isn't serving you, that there's too much fear, that it's like you're too emotionally wound up, or it's too intense, and you experience some type of death. And if you were to visualize how the scorpion is associated with those first 9 degrees of the zodiac, then there's a death, the death of the scorpion, because it's served its purpose, or it served its full potential, and it's ready to transform. So after a death, there is that time of purging, right, of something being dead. And in that period, we can then associate the middle decan of Scorpio with the Phoenix rising, where after something dies, it has the potential to elevate up to a higher level of consciousness to take what it's learned and transform it. This is the metamorphosis. And the Phoenix rising is that, you know, you're experiencing one form, one emotion, one fear, and you're saying that fear no longer serves me. I'm going to elevate it. I'm going to transform it. And then it becomes the Phoenix rising, which is that wonderful mystical image of literally a phoenix rising from the ashes of being rebirthed, reborn, and changing its form into a different energy. And so when that occurs, we can associate that with the second decan of Scorpio, where you're like, I'm ready for this to change. I don't want this experience, this feeling anymore. I want to rise up in my power. Scorpio is all about the power of what you feel and how that serves you. So that power rises up, and that is the Phoenix rising. And so the Phoenix rising can then see above the perspective of the scorpion on the ground, well, what was I not seeing before? What was in the dark? And now I can see it as I raise up my consciousness and see it from a different perspective. Scorpio is also associated with Kundalini rising. Scorpio is about rising the energy up, rising the consciousness up, but rising the power of your own energy field up. So Phoenix rising allows you to elevate in your energy field, in your sense of power, and to see things in a new way, to see what you were learning and healing and how you can then use that in a new way that is more compatible with this higher sense of self, mastery, and power. So Phoenix rising would be the second archetype of the Scorpio, of that second decan. Then the third archetype associated with Scorpio would begin at the 20 degrees to 29 degrees. So I'm going to ask, so here's a pop quiz. Do you know what that third archetype would be, that third symbol? What rises up and stays up? The eagle. The eagle is associated with the rising consciousness of Scorpio and how you've come to see things in a different way. You are different. You use your energy differently. You have stepped into your power and your mastery. You understand the power of emotions, but you don't let it drag you down. You don't become reactionary. You don't feel that other entity, whether that's a person, an energy, an emotion, has more control over you than you have over it. So the third decan associated with Scorpio is the eagle that's very clear about how it uses its energy. Energy management. The ability to say what's worth my time and power and what's not, what's worth my energy and emotions and what's not. And when you see something that you want, you go for it with that eagle eye vision. And if you've ever seen an eagle go for what it wants, it's incredible. I was in Alaska a few years ago. We had done an Alaskan cruise, and we were in, I think it was Ketchikan, and we were watching these eagles dive into the water, into the river, and get those, it was a pretty good-sized fish, and just picked it up with its talons, you know, the claws, and just grabbed it, and it was amazing. And it was so smooth, and it almost looked effortless, because it's a way of managing the power. And that is what Scorpio teaches us. How do I manage my own power when I'm surrounded by all these energies and choices and emotions, both within me and around me? So as we move through the scorpion experience, we see how these energies can show up. Now, Jupiter, as I said, is about to finish its time in Scorpio. It's at 27 degrees, and that means Jupiter has moved through a part of your chart. It's allowed you to transform something where you can feel that archetype of the eagle energy, where at first it was a fear. It was something that felt it had power over you. It was something that you felt you didn't know what to do with. You didn't know, you know, how to go. It could have felt so emotional and intense. See, this is where the Sun and Venus are moving through right now. And then Jupiter moved through your chart to help you transform that fear, to give you a new understanding of your feelings, of your emotions, of what really drives you, and to look at what's true, what's not true, and then you have the ability to transform it. And now, with Jupiter finishing up its time in Scorpio, the eagle energy of, you know, that used to be worth my time, and it's not anymore. Or I used to have an intense reaction to something, and I don't anymore. Or I used to feel passionately about something, and it served its purpose. This can pertain to relationships. This can pertain to any area of life. It does. It would be specific to where Scorpio is in your chart. But it's saying, you know, this has really changed for me because I've stepped into a new sense of my power. And when a planet leaves Scorpio, it's changed something, usually deeply, and it's meant to be something where there's no going back to that previous version of yourself. There's no going back to what that was. If you have intentionally worked with this energy and you've understood how it's helped to push you forward. So that's what's going on here with these four planets in Scorpio, and interestingly enough, as I said, the Sun and Venus are at the beginning of Scorpio, and Jupiter and now Mercury are in the last decan. As I do this podcast, Mercury is at 21 degrees of Scorpio. So there's information that you have learned that's changed you fully, completely, deeply, passionately. And you're meant to keep going forward, allowing these parts of you to be recognized and seen. And then as the Sun moves into all of the Scorpio degrees, it will also illuminate more of these messages around your power. And then Venus, our girl Venus, is going to be the caboose here, and she's going to also make her way through all of Scorpio until January, because she goes back into Libra for most of November, all of November actually, and then she comes back into Scorpio in December. So we're really moving through something deep, and I feel it really at a soul level. And that's something I touched on in Monday's show, too, about how you could feel like you're really working deeply for something in your life, in your world, that's perhaps baggage you've carried around for lifetimes, or you've just felt it so much more than other things. It's been time-consuming. It's been draining. It requires so much energy. And it's because you're working through layers and layers and layers of it, and you're meant to really honor that you're changing something in your soul imprint completely and conclusively. Like, it's done. It's going to be done here, and you're not going to be the same going forward in this area of your chart. Ultimately, the best thing would be a fear, which can be the hardest things, right? I mean, that's really what we can struggle with the most are those fears. And so this is showing you what you're ready to, I'm going to say kill, or let's say transform in your energy field permanently and with a sense of your own power. Now, we also have our dude Mars, still in Aquarius, because he is in Aquarius for 8 months this year due to that 2 months retrograde period. And so Mars in Aquarius for 8 months is sort of acting like an outer planet, because the outer planets move so slow through an astrology sign, and Mars is spending so much time in Aquarius. He's at 17 degrees of Aquarius as I do this broadcast. And he is showing us the way forward. Mars in Aquarius is your future self. Aquarius is the future. Mars is how we move forward. It's the masculine, the sense of I want this, this is what I desire, this is where I'm going. And so Mars in Aquarius has really been asking you to get clear about the future self, the future energy that is also currently in this experience of time. So it can be that sense of multidimensionality, that you're in other places, right? You're already like living your next life. You're already in the future, a part of you. And yet all of your power is in the now. I'm getting the image of feeling split, like energetically split, like a part of you is so done with something. Maybe it's this year, if it's been a big year for you, or if this Mars energy has really been triggering a lot in your chart. It's interesting because the Scorpio energy is requiring us to go deep and to really feel it and to be in it, whereas the Aquarius energy doesn't want to do that. It wants to just be in the next dimension and be in the next realm. And so I'm feeling this split because the energies of this year have required us to really let go of something that thought you'd carry it with you. And then you're like, yeah, never mind, this is too much, it's too heavy, I don't want it, I don't like it, I don't need it. Something changed big time with the eclipses. And then you get the sense of, if you're still frustrated about something, if you feel like you're still in it, whatever it is for you, please be very gentle with yourself. Please be very kind and compassionate that we can only move through these things as fast as possible, that we can't push it, right? We can't push the river. We can just float on the river. And that part of what we're moving through here is allowing the deep purging to happen. You know, four planets in Scorpio, the deep purging is meant to happen right now. There's nowhere else you need to be. Even though Mars in Aquarius is like calling you forward or calling you into other places, it's okay to visit those other places energetically and get a sense of them and to understand it. But all the energy in Scorpio says, but we need to be in this transformation. And that's not always comfortable. However, it's going to serve you for the long haul. And that's because of the planets in Capricorn, Saturn in Capricorn, Pluto in Capricorn, that are making it clear that the path ahead is being built, you know, brick by brick. And that if you can just keep present in today and in right now, that will help you. That will help with all this stuff. You know, the other thing here, we don't have any fire in the sky right now. We will soon because Uranus is going back into Aries and Jupiter is going into Sag. The North Node is in Leo, but it's not a planet. It's just a point, and it's at 1 degree of Leo. So in terms of planets, there's no fire in the sky, and that means you can lose the faith or the energy, the motivation. Fire planets get us going. You know, they get us moving. The fire signs are about the action and the inspiration and believing in yourself, and that can feel turned down right now. But Uranus will go back into Aries November 7th, which is also a new moon in Scorpio at 15 degrees. And then Jupiter goes into Sag November 9th. So it's really going to be until that first week in November, there's no real fire except for the moon. You know, the moon makes some short two- or three-day passages. But if you feel that there isn't enough gusto right now, you know, understand that it's coming. It's coming back. It's coming in. And understand, too, that, you know, we are meant to take it day by day at times, to just go day by day. And that might not always feel exciting or, you know, you're like, I need more than this. But part of mindfulness and being in the moment is really living through your breath, living through how you breathe in and out and the pace of life and the pace of your daily life, even your heartbeat and how it pulses and it regulates. All of that can keep you in the moment and keeps you trusting in your ability to take it each day at a time and to honor it. I feel like this last week of October could be intense. Like, there's things about it, depending on how Scorpio energy is in your chart, that could just feel like there's a lot going in inside. And whatever you can do to love that in yourself, to love your rising sense of power, to love what's rising, even to love your willingness to be transforming, to be open, to listen to what's coming up, and to honor that you always have choices and you always have the ability to move the energy. That's really powerful right now. And then we also have the two planets in Pisces. Chiron is now at 28 degrees of Pisces, and Neptune is at 13 degrees of Pisces. Both are retrograde in Pisces, which makes us more internal. It actually supports what is transforming for you because it's helping you to let it go. Let go, let go, let go. And Jupiter in Scorpio is trining Chiron in Pisces, where you can let something go gently. You can see the spiritual gifts, the deeper healing. You can allow it to nourish you and be something that you learned, you grew from it, you understood it, and then you let it go. Because the Pisces energy is how we transmute and release. Pisces is the surrender. So we have big support right now for allowing ourselves to transform, to be different. We have to, again, going back to being fierce, it's like you feel like I can face anything with Scorpio. Like I can face anything. I can go anywhere. I can go to the graveyard at night. I can go to, you know, the edge of the cliff. I can go anywhere. Like Scorpio has that sense of I can do it. And this helps you to face those fears or anything that has felt limiting, and then visualize it being handed over like a baton to Chiron in Pisces, where you are blessed for what you've experienced. Pisces is the higher realms, the spiritual self, the higher self, the soul's energy. And you could even visualize the baton being passed over to spirit, God, the universe, source, whatever you call it. It can be something you give away, you let go of, you release your grip and your grasp and you let go of it and you allow it to be handed off. And then Chiron in Pisces whisks it away, gives you a big hug, recognizes what you were moving through, recognizes the struggle, the pain, and understands, too, that it's all contributed to your spiritual mastery. It's all helped you see something in a higher way from that perspective of your soul. So if there's something that you are really moving through here that's been big, powerful, intense, ask yourself, why did I, as a soul, choose to work with this energy? Why did I choose to heal this? Why did I choose to go through this experience? And when you phrase it that way and you look at it from a place of your soul's choice, you automatically claim your power. Because you understood that at a higher level, you needed to or wanted to move through something. And even though it might not feel that way with your human free will, where you think, oh, I didn't choose that, they decided, or someone else made the decision or the choice, that basically takes your power away, right? This is calling it back in, regardless of anything, anything. I remember back in, it was either 2008 or 2009 in my life, it was one of the hardest times in my life, everything left. The career, the person I thought I was going to spend my life with, the path I was going to take, everything. It's like everything. It just was gone. And I had no answers. And it was a day-to-day process. And I remember one day I went to the supermarket, the grocery store, and before I left the car, I just sat in the car and said, even though I don't know the answers, I call all of my power back to me now. I call it all back now. And so I just sat there and I just was like, I claim my power now. I call all my energy back to me now. Even though I have no direction, no answers, I don't know what to do, I still claim my power. I got out of the car, went to the grocery store. You know what happened? Nothing. Bought my apples, got some yogurt, probably got some chocolate. Came back to the car. Nothing happened. Just went about my life. Except that that was the day when I remembered that I was in charge of my energy, even though it took longer for in the physical world for something to show up next. So I kept getting this intuitive hit to not apply for a job, that the job would come to me. And it did. It came to me a few weeks later. And that the next thing would come to me. It did, a year later. It's like, I feel like it was, when you create that vortex of claiming your power, of calling it in, of owning all of your energy, this is Scorpio stuff, that's where the energy response. So nothing changed that day or that week, but the energy shifted. And it takes a while in the physical to see that energy. And chances are that there's already things on its way to you. There's already options or possibilities on its way. But you have to be in that place of your own power in order to receive it. And so it was from that place where everything in my life had been purged. That was when Pluto went over my ascendant. And if you've had that transit, you know that's a memorable one where your life is purged, your self-identity is purged, and you're just, you know, you're going to be rebirthed, but you're in that place of the void. And then it rises up, and then that becomes the Phoenix rising where you see your power in a new way, you see your energy in a new way. And it's the new beginning point. So understanding how all of this is actually quite normal can help with anything you're moving through. And it can help understand that it does take time in the physical for things to show up. But in the spiritual or energetic realms, it's all in the now. So claim it right now. Call it right now. Understand more of who you are by initiating that energy right now. And keep doing it. You know, you could do it on a daily basis. You could do it hourly. You know, it's whatever you need to do. But when you claim it for yourself, that opens up doors you can't see yet. In fact, I remember now that that's when I started channeling, was in 2009. So all these things started to open up because of the void, because of the purging that happened. It allowed the next phases, the next energies to come in. Something I want to share with you too really quick is that my friend Mari Kennedy is offering a whole new online experience called the Celtic Wheel, which is about traveling through Celtic wisdom for a full year. And it's about what the Celtic traditions are, especially how the most important things start in the dark. And I put a link below this show. It's called thecelticwheel.com. And I'm offering that to you. Just want to call it out, put it on your radar. It starts in November. But it's really important because it shows you how to work with energies. If you've ever been drawn to Celtic wisdom or understanding, you may really resonate with that. So I just wanted to call that out here before I forgot, because it's a really powerful experience and powerful program that might support your energy right now. TheCelticWheel.com. So we're going to move through the last week of October with the strong energy signature, and then bam, things change. November 1st, it's like you'll feel it bust free and break out. The other thing is that we're now going to move past this full moon energy where we go into that place of receptivity and listening and really hearing and being open to the messages and to what you need to know, what needs to be healed, what needs to come through. So there could be a sense of quiet over the next week, of wanting to be quiet, of wanting a place for that. The other part of the energy is that you could feel a growing passion. And it's that sense of, I have to do this. I have to do this. Because Scorpio, when it trusts itself, when you trust that emotional charge and that intuitive knowingness, you are passionate about something and you have to go for it. So let that rise up too. Let that be something that comes up and you're like, yes, I want this. And this full moon is showing you whether or not you believe you can receive it. And as the Sun and Venus travel together, you will ask yourself, but am I worthy? Can I have this? Can I receive this? Can I experience this? The answer is yes, but you have to believe it, and you have to heal or move through those fears that are limiting you or blocking something. So this is a really, it's just a really fascinating time right now, because we're really reworking at a deeper level what it means to be worthy, to be here, present in your own skin, in your own body, and what it means to really love yourself, to love your unique self, to love how you're different. How are you different? Love that. That's exactly what the moon conjunct Uranus in Taurus is. Love that you're different. Love that you don't fit in. Love your way. Love your own brilliance. So we're calling in these downloads of greater soul acceptance, soul acceptance for your human self. You have that. You have that. The acceptance of yourself in this incarnation, in this energy field, in this journey. It's like, ask for that. Ask to work with that. I'm now open and willing to receive greater soul acceptance and soul love for who I am, what I want next, my own worthiness, my own self-love, my own self-value. Ask for those downloads. And I feel like they arrive in a way that could be overnight, that could be fast. It depends on how you integrate energies. Some people move quickly, some people move slowly. But understand how, if you will ask for that right now with the Sun conjunct Venus retrograde in Scorpio, it's really being planted in at a deep level in your energy field, and it has the ability to truly transform your aura, to transform your energy from within and also externally where other people feel it. So continue to work with that sense of power. Continue to follow that passion. I hope this is giving you some good insights, and I do have a separate video on the Taurus full moon if you want to check that out. Thank you so much for joining me, friends. It's always a joy and a pleasure to connect with you. I appreciate it greatly, and I hope to see you back here on Monday for the next episode where we're going to talk about another healing theme. Thank you for joining me, and I'll see you back here soon. Take good care. Bye-bye.